Good morning, everyone. So, as we do with all exhorts, I've been mulling over ideas earlier on in the week. But instead of I intended to start writing it a lot earlier, as we do. But we ended up watching a good old classic Australian movie. So things got pushed aside a little bit. So you may ask, okay, why am I telling you this? Well, here's the real reason. It was suggested to me that I include a line from the movie in my exhort. And if I did, I'd be treated to a free lunch. So that sounds great, doesn't it? But it's not only that. This line, it helped me get started on a really cool line of thought that I want to share with you today. So throughout this movie, one of the characters, Steve, he keeps finding things in the paper that could be a real bargain. So he would say something like this: "Dad, a guy is selling a pair of jousting sticks." And his dad would reply, "What's he want for him?" And then Steve would reply with the price, and without fail, his dad would always reply, "Tell him he's dreaming." So, on a more serious note, as I mentioned before, the suggestion that it sent me on this line of thought that I want to share with you, and that is that we've been offered a place in the kingdom, and the question is, what does God ask of us? So, we know that God, he does ask of us, our all, and it's a big price to pay, but unlike in the movie, we know that God has asked us a fair price, and one that we can achieve through his grace. So to keep today's exhort topic practical, I want to take a look at five examples of things that we are commanded to do daily. For some of us, these things, it's just a reminder. But for others, like myself, it's a great sort of, it keeps me on track, something I can do every day. So my first point here, I've titled this, "Mind Your Conversation." So I'm going to go ahead and read a couple of passages and give a quick summary before we look at the next point. So my first verse here is from Colossians 3, verse 8. Feel free to turn it up, but I'm going to go ahead and read it from here. "But now you must put away all anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth." And then again in chapter 4, verse 6, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." And let's also take a look at 1 Peter 1, verse 15. "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct." So the King James Version, it reads conduct as conversation. I think the newer translation brings out the idea by calling it conduct, but we're going to focus on the conversation aspect. So we've all heard the saying before, what goes into a person changes them. But what about what comes out of a person changes them? So this second saying, it's not a common saying, but it's just as true. So there's things we hear in our lives that we just can't filter out, but we can always filter what comes out of us and the things we say. And by filtering our conversation, we can help strengthen ourselves in how we speak, but also we can set an example for others. So that was "Mind Your Conversation." And my second point here, I've titled it "Care for the Less Fortunate as We Are Able." Let's take a look at three verses again. The first one from Hebrews 13, verse 16. "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." And we read in Galatians 2, verse 10, there's an excellent verse where Paul and Barnabas, they're given the right hand of fellowship, along with two instructions. The first is to preach to the Gentiles. And the second, we read in Galatians 2, verse 10. "Only they asked us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do." So for this topic, rather than give my own summary, let's read one more verse about how we might do this in our Western society. Because we do not have many people just starving on the streets. There are many worldwide, and we can help them via different support programs. So with this in mind, let's take a look at Matthew 6, verse 3. And that reads, "But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." So although this is a monetary thing, this verse, but we can also help by writing letters, making phone calls to someone who's in isolation, or even someone close that just needs a friendly voice and a bit of support. So as us in Western society, it's quite easy. Well, often we have spare, we have excess that we are able to give quietly. So my third point that I think we've been commanded to do daily is be at peace daily. Let's read from James 5, verse 9. "Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door." And let's also take a look at Ephesians 4, verse 31. And we read, "Let all bitter, sharp, and angry feeling, and noise and evil words be put away from you with all unkind acts." We don't really need an explanation for these, do we? It is hard to do, but we know that if we can avoid judging others, if we can drop our grudges, and if we can let the past be forgiven, then we'll be so much more relaxed and at peace each day. And God wants us to be at peace with ourselves daily. So continuing on from that theme of being at peace, my fourth daily command for us is that we should take time to meditate and give thanks daily. So again in James 5 verse 13 we read, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise." And again in Ephesians 5 verse 20, "Giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And in Proverbs 3, I think we find out why it's so important to meditate and pray. So Proverbs 3 verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." So as you all know, with any habit, if we can work on it daily, it becomes second nature. But more importantly, when we pray and meditate, we can be thankful of the life that God has given us. And in being thankful in prayer or in meditation, it's hard to focus on ourselves and our problems, but rather we can focus on what has been done for us instead. So we can meditate and give thanks daily. So my fifth and final daily commandment is this: be friendly and set an example. So it's very much like the first point to mind our conversation. So for this we're going to read two verses. Here we are. So Second Timothy 2 verse 24 from yesterday's daily reading. "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil." And also in Ephesians 4 verse 32, "Be kind to one another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, as Christ also forgave you." And the reason why we want to follow these verses, be friendly and set an example, is given in Philippians 4 verse 5. "Let your gentle behavior be known to everyone." So not only do we build ourselves up with this one, but we also set an awesome example for those around us. So at the end of the day, my take-home point for us is this. There are so many things that God asks of us, some on a larger scale and some on a much smaller scale, like we've looked at today. But the thing to remind ourselves of is that we need to be constantly working on the small things, because it's the small things that develop our character, so that the bigger things become easier to work on and to maintain in our lives, especially when we hit those low patches. So in the Bible, there's many people who have gone before us, who have shown us such great examples of the things, some of the things we've looked at today. But specifically, there is one example that trumps them all, our Lord Jesus, the one who we have specially come to remember this morning. So during the week, let's remember his example and all the small things that he did, along with those five daily commandments. And if we try to stick to it, we can build up a character like Christ a little bit at a time, and we can encourage others, just like we also can be encouraged in taking the emblems this morning.